My name is John Erling, and today's date is October 22nd, 2015. Bruce, state your full name, please.
My name is Bruce Travis Fisher.
And your middle name comes from?
Well, actually, more than just my middle name. My grandfather on my father's side was named Travis Fisher, and he was a minister. In fact, he was a Baptist moderate for the Chickasaw District, so he was one of the top people in the Baptist convention. On my mother's side, her father's name was Travis Bruce Sipiel, T.B. Sipiel. So I inherited my middle name from both of my grandparents and my first name from my grandfather on my mother's side.
Your date of birth and your present age?
3/24/52. I am 62 years old.
Where are we recording this interview?
In Oklahoma City on Spring Lake Drive. My parents, when they bought the house in 1962, it was a predominantly white neighborhood. We were the second African-American family to live in this area.
We are in the home where Ada Lois Sipiel Fisher lived.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born?
I was born in Chickasha.
Your mother's name?
Ada Lois Sipiel Fisher. My father's name was Warren W. Fisher.
Where was your mother born?
Chickasha, Oklahoma.
And your father?
Well, it's kind of sketchy with my dad. I mean, he says that he was born in a cotton field. My dad was born in 1919, and so it was someplace in Oklahoma, but I forget which area. It was in southwest Oklahoma. They traveled around and picked cotton.
Then about you, your education was in Chickasha?
Mom says I was born in the hospital in Chickasha, which is very unusual, if that were true. I've got a first cousin, my mother's sister, Helen Huggins, has a son, and he and I are 3 days apart. He was born at home on First Street. We lived at 605 South First Street in Chickasha. It was mostly common for people to be born at home in those days because we African-Americans could not be treated in hospitals. I mean, that was still days of segregation. But she says that I was born in the hospital, which was, again, extremely rare.
Well, we'll have to go with her because she was there.
To digress for a second, Mom used to tell this story. My grandmother was so light-complected, she was more white than black. She was in the hospital one time, and my mother went up to see. Mom told the story all the time. After Mom visited my grandmother and left, she says that there was another lady in the room, a white lady in the room, and she said, oh, that was so nice of you to be so kind to the little colored girl that was here.
Yeah. We have more on that we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. But then your education in Chickasha was?
From the first grade until the third grade, I was in Chickasha. And then in the third grade is when I moved to Oklahoma City. The reason that occurred is because my sister and I lived with my grandparents up until that time. Mom and Dad were in Oklahoma City trying to get established. Mom was between practicing law and getting a job eventually at Langston. My dad worked at Tinker Field, but up until the third grade, I lived in Chickasha with my grandparents. From the third grade, I went to school at Edwards Elementary School. We lived at 1129 Belvedere Drive in Carverdale Addition. Not far from there was a school called Edwards Elementary School, and that's where I went to school from the third grade until the sixth grade. 1962, we moved to Spring Lake Drive in the Park Estates area in Oklahoma City. We were the second African-American family to live on Spring Lake Drive. That enabled me to go to Northeast High School. I was in the Northeast residential area, so I went to Northeast High School. That was during the time that the dentist filed a lawsuit. Dr. Alfonso Dow filed a lawsuit because he wanted his son to go to Northeast, but they lived in Forest Park, and the residential boundaries, that would have been the area that he would have had a choice to go to, but some reason he was denied, and they filed a lawsuit, which led to the eventual finger plan in Oklahoma City, busing, in other words. But I was there in 1962. Seventh grade, I started at Northeast High School, and I was at Northeast from the 7th to the 12th. After graduating from Northeast, I went to Langston University from 1969 to 1973. 73, I was accepted on a Fulbright Hayes Scholarship to study in West Africa. After returning from Africa, the Fulbright Scholarship, I then moved to Houston, Texas, where I attended college at Texas Southern University, and I received a master's in history at that time.